The Doyen of Indianapolis, Ruth Lilly, on This Moment of Indiana History. The worlds of poetry and arts advocacy were astounded when in late 2002, it was announced that the small journal Poetry and the lobbying group Americans for the Arts were being given more than $100 million apiece. The benefactor was hardly a member of the jet set, rather a reclusive Indianapolis resident who hadn't traveled abroad before her 80s. Ruth Lilly is the only surviving great-grandchild of Colonel Eli Lilly, founder of the Indianapolis-based pharmaceutical giant. Born in 1915, Lilly spent her childhood chauffeured around by armed guards and debilitated by depression, a condition eventually alleviated by the Lilly product Prozac. Married at 25, Lilly had no children, but over the years wrote poetry, rarely published, under a nom de plume, and became involved in her family's philanthropic tradition. Gifts she made in the 1980s endowed two fellowships and a poetry prize, now worth $100,000. Evidence of Lilly's philanthropy is ubiquitous across Indianapolis, where libraries, art centers, and performance halls bear her name. Since August 2006, Lilly's nieces and nephews have overseen the charitable giving made by the Ruth Lilly Philanthropic Foundation. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org. Support comes from the Indiana Historical Society, presenting a discussion about the future of immigration in Indiana with community leaders during the Indiana Town Hall series presented by Lewis and Kappas, Thursday, April 17th, 7 p.m. at the Eugene and Marilyn Glick Indiana History Center. Information at indianahistory.org.